The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Welcome back to another Behind the Bots. This week we are talking about part one of the two-part story, which is called Secrets of the Lost Planet. Originally, it was called Love and Adventure on the Planet Yo-Yo, which it was that title for a very long time, but I really thought that gave a little too much away just in the title, and we didn't want to reveal the planet's name for starters before everybody heard it. So that was just important to me to keep that reveal within the confines of the story. It was meant to be the big two-part season finale. That's when we were going to only do about five or six episodes for the season. But the season, of course, grew, and I'm very happy that it did, because we've got 10 really good episodes. I think we've got some really solid episodes there, and they're all good episodes, but I really, the very fact that we've had to expand it has really helped to define the series as it stands now, since the reboot, or whatever you want to call it. Because the additions mostly have been the bug hunt stories, the ones that take place on the ship. We had two that weren't planned. The one that came just before this two-parter, and the one that comes directly after it. The other addition was the party episode, Party Like It's $39.99, but that was for different reasons. But by the mere fact that we added those shows that were on the spaceship, really helped to define the characters on the ship and then off, you know. And so, and it also helped us to see what really worked in this series, and I think that's the part that probably has worked the best, is the stuff that's been on the ship. So it's been very fortunate. But it created another little problem. This one was supposed to be the two-part finale, and it didn't end up being that way, because we had two other episodes we had to deal with after this. And I just felt that it made sense that the one following the two-parter goes back on the spaceship and is another flashback. And then, of course, we've got the holiday one that comes up right after that, which is both on the planet and in flashback back on the ship. So, but we won't talk about that just now. Right now, it's part one of the two-parter, and I'll tell you before you listen any further, if you haven't listened to either of the two parts, then especially if you haven't listened to part, well, this is coming with part one, so if you haven't listened to part one, you definitely don't want to listen at this point, because there's spoilers involved. And then when we get to the second part, definitely listen to the episode before you listen to the Behind the Bots, because there's just all kinds of spoilery stuff coming up in that. So, but anyway, assuming you've listened to part one, then by now you know the big cliffhanger is the reveal that Professor Bland is in fact our old nemesis, Dr. Grease Monkey, played brilliantly once again by Sally Wiggett. I talked to Sally about her coming back into this and being a part of this new season a while back, and we initially talked about a whole new character for her to play, and there were a couple of ideas there, but in the end, once it got into the writing process, I found that I really wanted to bring back Dr. Grease Monkey, and it was kind of in the back of my mind the whole time that maybe the big bad this year would be Dr. Grease Monkey, but he or she would not appear necessarily until right at the end, and I just thought it would be neat to find out that the entire time they've been on the planet, Dr. Grease Monkey has been pulling the strings, so that is the big reveal. Dr. Grease Monkey is back, and that's pretty exciting, and it's so much fun. And Sally was so happy to get the chance to play that character again. She felt, of course, that she'd run the course of Squeak, and that her story is told, and there was no real reason to bring Squeak back. Maybe we will someday, I don't know. I will never say never. But at this point, her story is told, and there's not much more we can do. We touch upon Squeak within the narrative of this story as we get an update on her life from Kika, but that's about as much information as we really felt like we needed. So, but the big thing was Dr. Grease Monkey, and Sally was just head over heels happy to play that character again, because as she has said, she'll play that character anytime, and she eats it up, and you can tell. It's a great character. I'm sure it's a wonderful character to play. It's certainly a wonderful character to write for. It's just a great villain because of just the insanity, just the mere complete insanity of that character. And that was the fun thing with this two-parter to write. That was the most fun, was getting to play with that character again and bring him or her back. We still don't know, and that's a great thing. And it's touched upon in part two, so listen out for that. As even Dr. Grease Monkey doesn't get it. So, but anyway, I hope you've enjoyed part one, and we'll discuss part two next time.
This program is copyright 2015, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.